Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
How in the world did they get you up this early?
I don't know. I don't know where I am right now.
Because I don't even know. Bob Hoffman from the Wharton Center is definitely not a morning guy. I don't know how you made this happen, but we're glad to have you. I went to the performance last night, and it was a load of fun.
Thank you.
Eric, I guess I didn't expect the talent level, the singing and all that. It was pretty cool. And I was with a 9 and 7 year old, they're jocks, and they were saying they didn't want anyone to hear Dad. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's what happens quite often with this show, which is sad. But I think a lot of times people sometimes even think it's like, the big costume, like furry costumes, mm-hmm. or that we're a show on ice, but that's really not the case. But it really is a full size mega Broadway musical, you know, that has, you know, humor for kids, obviously being Shrek the Musical, but also, you know, a lot of stuff for the adults as well.
What's DreamWorks' role in this besides putting the production together? Is that what kind of gave it that big time feel?
Well, they're the producers, right. And they also own the property. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've also created a new company called DreamWorks Theatricals, mm-hmm. to kind of
very
produce
involved.
This.
And
they've been really hands-on, which is really nice, mm-hmm. and they're really great to us, mm-hmm. and Eric and I have been a part of the company since Broadway, and we've known them for very long, so we consider a lot of them friends and stuff. But they also have, another show called Madagascar Live, which mm-hmm. they're touring now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is a big-time production. The talent is awesome. The special effects are really cool. There was a great crowd, especially for a Tuesday last night. What do you think of Lansing and East Lansing?
It was great. We had a really good time last night. It was a really good audience. So, but I know we're here through Sunday, so... Definitely come out and check us out.
Come on out and check it out. The show was really good. And the production stayed true to the story. A lot of the dialogue the kids knew.
From the movies, yeah.
Yeah, and it was pretty funny. And talking about Lord Farquaad, I just thought it was hilarious the way you played that on your knees. I thought of kneeboarding, because the way that was done, it's got to be a workout for the hips and the knees and whatnot. But the way it was done, it was just a hoot. And it seemed to work because he had to be short.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that I'm on like a stool or on some sort of a roller thing, but I'm actually doing the entire show on my knees.
Are you exhausted at the end of the show?
I am exhausted, but I'm actually pretty used to it. And they've developed something that is really great for me to kneel into, and that's mm-hmm. really safe.
And it must be so commanding when you're there and the audience clap, and then you ask, there was a segment in the show where you asked for more applause, and then you cut it off. That must be fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun with different audiences, because, you know, you don't always get a house that responds like that.
It's really good for his ego, too.
Yeah, it's really great for my ego.
David Vaughn, who we were just listening to, plays Lord Farquaad. Eric Peterson is Shrek. Eric, you look nothing like the character.
Yeah.
You're a lean and mean guy.
Oh, brother, here we go.
talk about the makeup and the costume and all that.
Well, the makeup takes an hour and a half to put on before every show, and then it's essentially a large cowl is what we call it. It's like made of foam latex, and then there's three prosthetic pieces, one on my forehead, one on my nose and cheeks, and one on my chin. So my entire face is covered in prosthetics, and then I wear a 45-pound fat suit. It gives me kind of the size and the girth. And then I wear boots that have 3 inches of lift, mm-hmm. and ogre hands and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool, the transformation that that can occur every night.
Best part, David, about, you know, doing this production. What's the funnest part for you?
For me? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's also it's being with these friends. I have a lot of friends from the Broadway company that were, you know, Eric and Haven also, who plays Fiona and stuff. We have a great time together, and we all trust each other as actors, and it's a lot of fun to kind of...
David, in doing this production, and I don't mean to demean it, I think when people see it, they're going to realize this is a big-time Broadway-type uh-huh. production. But you've been in Les Mis. You've been in some big-time productions. Uh-huh. What's the difference? What's it like playing a different role in a different production?
It couldn't be any more different, but it's just as fulfilling. You know, it's you know, as an actor, you want to play a whole bunch of different things. And, you know, playing Lord Farquaad is obviously a great treat, because he's not only evil, but is kind of over the top and you can kind of get away with anything. But, you know, Les Mis is equally as fun, you know. It's a different kind of world of music, of art, and it's fun to do both of them. So I wouldn't compare them, but this is definitely my favorite role I've ever played.
Eric, you played on the Broadway version of the show. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was great. David and I actually were both in the Broadway production. And it was great. You know, it's a lot of fun now because we're playing, you know, a little bit larger roles. We were in the ensemble before and covered the roles of Shrek and Farquaad. So you didn't get to do it every night. And there's a certain, you know, kind of joy that when you're really, you know, holding a role and you get to really finesse it and kind of work with an audience each night and try little things, that's probably the most fun part.
All right. Well, the production goes until the 13th. We're giving away a pair of tickets. I know this is tough for you guys, but I know you like getting out and talking with folks. We appreciate your time so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.